Hello and welcome to Storytime Pitches. I'm Kurt.
And I'm Josh.
And today is our zero episode.
Yeah, it's our prequel, if you will, into what we're trying to accomplish here.
Basically, me and Josh have been writing and storyboarding, shooting ideas. And we are basically trying to get those ideas out into the world, whether that be somebody hitting us up, letting us know just if our ideas are good, or possibly a collaboration with somebody else. Yeah, that's much what we're trying to, accomplish here.
Yeah, I think basically we come up with all these ideas, whether they're on a whim or had a dream or something like that. And we end up discussing them with each other and turning them into these huge elaborate ideas. And they're actually so interesting and so good that when we're telling our friends about them, they're like, you guys need to make this a real thing, but we can't, we don't have our foot through the door. Like we've gotten close. We've worked with a couple different huge producers. Tim Minear, who does, of course, American Horror Story. But nothing ever really came of it, whether it was scheduling or something came up. It just didn't really work out. So we figured this was a smart way to basically get our ideas out there, not only for the purpose of getting our foot through the door at some point in the next 50 years, but also just because they're great ideas and we want you guys to hear them and, collaborate on them with us and, just hit us up on social media and just be like, that was a great idea, but you should have done this and this. So, I mean, it's kind of a podcast for just entertainment in general.
Like we do want people to hear these ideas and, hopefully that may inspire somebody. I think just, talking with Josh definitely inspired me to be more creative and to always have just an idea flowing in my head. Josh, right now, in the process of making a new song, actually our intro song for our podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
So hopefully pretty soon.
Yeah. I'm trying, this is where we'd basically insert the intro song right about here. And then I got an idea working on. So the first episode, you'll actually hear it, but yeah. So
definitely.
So while you're listening to our podcast, it's going to be different every single time. It's going to be a completely new idea that we make up on the spot. Kurt had a dream with 10% of an idea, and then we blow it up into this huge idea for a movie or a TV show, video game, something like that. And that's kind of like what we do, is we bounce the ideas off of each other and we're going to do it live for you guys. So it's going to get ridiculous and crazy sometimes. And then we'll pull it back. They're like, okay, no, maybe we shouldn't do that or something like that. But, we do that. We come up with other original stories that we've already kind of had in mind. We're definitely going to share some of those with you, especially the fact that we can broadcast these podcasts, and the website that we use to post these will actually timestamp it and copyright it. So, if anybody wants to steal these ideas, you got to come to us first and, hire us to be on your writing team or something like that. But, we also do discuss reboot ideas, or we discuss movies or shows that we watch where we're like, dang, this could have been so much better if they would have just done this or something. We have so many cool ideas. We came up with this awesome, way to do a Batman Year Zero story, but Batman's so many different versions of Batman out there. I don't know if we'll even discuss that one on here, but that's kind of basically what we plan on talking about.
Yeah, definitely the Batman story. That was really good. I'd say,
why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, Kurt? Tell us about your background.
I'm definitely a horror film fanatic. I do collect VHS. Just in my spare time, that's definitely one of my favorite things to do. I have done a lot of costume work, a lot of work on film, but recently, probably in the last 3 years, I've done a lot of photography and videography with the help of Josh. Josh is a little bit better at that than I am, but I'm getting there. But yeah, like, but I've found just, you know, going through life that, I did just buy a house and, you know,
yeah, congrats.
You kind of get pushed back with time, and Josh just bought a house.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, I did.
I actually met Josh while, with some other friends, and we ended up hanging out a couple months later, and, it wasn't until probably like 2 years of knowing Josh that we randomly had a time meeting at Buffalo Wild Wings. And
oh yeah, I remember.
I just kind of threw an idea on it, and I think he got back to me like a couple of days later about the idea. And that's really how a lot of this started.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. A little bit about myself. I've always loved movies just in general. And yeah, specifically horror movies, more along the lines of like the funny ones, like Army of Darkness and What We Do in the Shadows. Like those are kind of my favorite type of movies. But that kind of started my passion towards it. And from there, it branched into all kinds of things. Like when I grew up, I wanted to be a rock star. Like that was kind of the thing. So I played in bands since about 2003, 2004. You know, actually playing shows and stuff. And it just branched into all these different things. Like, hey, like we could film a music video. So we'd get our old 8mm cameras out there and we'd film music videos and things like that. And yeah, they look terrible and stuff like that. But, you know, when we figured out, oh, like render this in 24 frames and it looks like a professional movie, it doesn't matter what you filmed it on, it's going to look pretty decent. That was kind of like the, wow, like I could really do this type thing. And yeah, we've made tons of movies in the past, Kurt and I, and even some other friends, but you know, it's just funny, random things that we've thrown up on YouTube, and you know, nothing's ever been quite like 100% scripted out. Like a lot of it is ad lib, but we just have like bullet points that we're supposed to hit. But yeah, I remember the Buffalo Wild Wings conversation with you, Kurt, and I had this idea for a Peter Pan reboot, and this was back in like 2009. And I had this huge elaborate idea about making Peter Pan kind of like Pirates of the Caribbean style, where it was like more serious and it definitely had its funny moments. Obviously it'd be like a Disney movie, you know, Jerry Bruckheimer style, but I won't get into the details of that. But we ended up talking about it for almost 3 hours and we went up with like 12 friends. We got like the biggest table in there. And like, I remember we were just sitting there talking and like it was my fiance at the time, but she's my wife now, Brittany. She was just staring at us like, can you guys shut up and like join the rest of us here that are at the table? But yeah, like that was kind of like the moment where me and Kurt were like, you know what? Like we have a passion for this. Like, this is crazy. Like how elaborate and detailed the story got in just, you know, a couple hours of talking about it. Obviously, when we talk to you guys about this, we're not going to sit here and take up, you know, 2 hours of your time. We're just going to, you know, chop it up and make it interesting, chop out the fat, basically. But, you know, this is our first podcast, and I have to admit, I have never listened to a podcast before. So anybody out there, like, if we're doing it wrong or something, just tell us, like, hey, you guys suck. Like, you could be good if you do this.
Yeah, definitely. This is my first time doing a podcast, so I am a little bit nervous.
I can hear it in your voice. And of course, we're doing this over Zoom, so if our audio quality is kind of bad, you know, blame the corona and the quarantine and all that.
I have a cough.
Yeah, but we actually ended up working at the same place, Kurt and I, in a retail store. Won't mention the name. But yeah, we would end up sitting in the camera room, like catching people stealing, and we'd overlap shifts for about an hour or so on Fridays. And it was like almost a weekly thing. Like one of us would come in like, dude, I had this idea. And we would just go on and on. And we're like, dang, like we really need to write this down or something. And I'm like, I'm too lazy to do that. Like I've always been kind of more like an idea man. Like I can write, don't get me wrong, but then when it comes down to the dialogue and stuff, it starts getting a little cheesy. But if I take you through the bullet points, like all the important things starting from the beginning to the middle, to the big climax, to the end of it. Like, that's kind of more my sweet spot. And like, Kurt is definitely good at like filling in those spots. Or like, if I'm like, dang, like, I don't really know where to go after that. And then Kurt's like, oh, well, you should do this and this and this. And it's just a really organic process. And like, doing that was always like so fun. And unfortunately, we don't work together anymore like that. This is why we're trying to do this, because this is easier than writing all of that down. It's like, we can just spit out these ideas. And then, you know, a year from now, when we're like, what the heck was that idea that we came up with? We can just go back and listen to our own podcast. So then I will listen to podcasts. I'm not saying anybody else out there has bad podcasts. I've just never listened to any at all in general. I don't know why. I guess it just never occurred to me like, hey, you could do that.
Definitely. I mean, I hope out of this podcast, you know, getting our ideas out there will also give me and Josh an opportunity to also revisit our own podcasts and to maybe even do another episode, you know, expand on those episodes. And hopefully later on, if we get rolling really well with this podcast, like, to maybe do 2 or 3 episodes and hopefully like for the audience build an entire movie.
Yeah, or come back and be like, oh, sequel to whatever this story was or something.
Right.
And like, we're planning on holding these things in and like not talking to each other about it until we get to you guys. That way it's completely fresh. And whatever happens, happens, like I said earlier, but you never know. Like, I mean, we've done a lot of projects before. You guys should definitely check out a YouTube channel called Professional Dragon Slayer Studios. We've done numerous music videos for a couple different bands out there, including my own. But we came up with a couple ideas back, I want to say like 2014 was actually an idea that Kurt had come up with.
Yep.
About, I can't remember the whole story. Like, it was about like a kid that got kidnapped, and that's kind of how it started. I don't even know if we remember that story now, but basically they were doing like the 6-second scare competition on Vine. If you guys remember what Vine was, and Kurt was living with these people and they had this little pumpkin guy, like little, like probably 1.5-foot tall pumpkin pail. And it was a candy pail. Like his head, you would put the candy in, and then his body was like plush or something like that. So we just had this random idea to film like a 6-second scare. And Kurt's just like sitting there like, say your line.
Hey, do you guys want to carve some pumpkins? And then just,
yeah. And then the little guy just runs across with a knife and just slits his Achilles, and he falls on the ground. And then he does the grape lady falls noise. And if you don't know what the grape lady falls noise is, you have to check that out. But yeah, we ended up posting in, but we got a call from Jack Davis at Crypt TV and Eli Roth, like before this was even decision was even over. And they're like, oh my God, like we want to turn this into a series. And they ended up collaborating with us, and we ended up filming this whole like 10-minute movie. And I won't give you all the details, but it's on that channel. You guys definitely have to watch it. It's all filmed on iPhone 4s, like way back in the day. I think it was iPhone 4. So it's a little gritty and looks a little, but the idea is great. I mean, if you guys love Halloween, it is definitely a must watch. Oh, but what I was going to say is that,
Kurt's first time doing puppetry.
Yes. Yeah. That too. What I was going to say is that, Kurt's idea about this like scary story about this kid that got kidnapped and the things that went into that ended up turning into the idea for The Carving, which is the movie that we like were getting notes on from Jack Davis and Eli Roth.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun actually, like having a purpose to really think about an idea or something that I can talk to the world about, and hopefully having some good feedback from Josh and just having fun making up a weird, crazy story that hopefully may turn into something, you know, big later on.
Yeah. And our stories are not going to be like, oh, that's an interesting, like cool story, bro. No, these are like, we purposely try to think as outside of the box as possible. So we try to give you something that is like, whoa, like that has never quite been done like that before, you know, but we give you a little bit of relative, like what, you know, and we talk about everything, not just horror movies here. Like we went into details about all the DC movies and superhero movies and like just all of it. Like we're all over the place with all this. We love media and entertainment. And, you know, I mean, I don't want to sound conceited, but I feel like we have that little bit of a spark that makes it special or different than what you would normally expect. You know, you go to the movies before and when you were younger and you just like be like, wow, this is amazing. Like I've never seen anything done like this before. And it ends up being like, you know, if it's not a huge movie, it ends up being like a cult favorite, like later on. And, you know, that's kind of how we think is we get that little one up above your typical horror movie, or not horror movie, just Definitely. Movie in general.
Well, our first episode should be coming out. We're going to try to have it out right before Christmas. Is that right?
Yeah, I think right around Christmas. Like I said, I don't know how many of these we're going to post right off the bat, but we'll try to start with once a month. But yeah, our first official episode is definitely going to be somewhere in a between a Halloween and a Christmas theme. This is a idea that Kurt came up with a while back and I helped him elaborate on, but I don't want to give you too many details, but it's going to be a good one.
I think so. Like it's probably one of my favorite. I really do hope you guys enjoy it. And I hope that, you know, maybe it'll inspire some other people to maybe make a video with it, or, you know, just give some good feedback, get a hold of us, just tell us if you like the idea or not. That would be an amazing thing to actually get some feedback from.
Yeah, for sure. And definitely follow us or whatever it is, add our podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, whatever your preferred music streaming service is, because we will definitely come out with a lot more content in the future. But I think we're going to head out of here for now. But we are grateful for everybody that has listened to the first episode, all three of you out there.
Definitely. Alrighty.
All right, guys. Until next time, I'm Josh.
And I'm Kurt. And this is Storytime Pitches.
And this is Storytime Pitches.